53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
It's so on. The SiriusXM Listen Free event is happening now. Just press the SAT button in your car to hear over 100 channels, including ad-free music of every kind, plus sports play-by-play and talking news for everyone. Enjoy even more free when you download the SXM app. Hear expertly curated podcasts, ad-free extra channels of music for any mood, SiriusXM video, and the ability to create your own Pandora music stations. Don't miss out. Listen free now.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half? That feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you could pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Sarah Spain.
She is resigning now in this moment because she has been proven to have failed all of those girls.
And me, Jason Fitz, are Spain and Fitz. We are back.
College football has built into it nostalgia.
Sarah Spain.
A connection to a community.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance.
When he is healthy, considered to be one of the great young pieces in the game.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, y'all.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Matty Hudak, Jordan Kleber. Rafael Esparza this hour here at the bottom of the hour. Special guest.
Fellow Tulane alum, a sports psychologist for the Warriors, Scott Goldman, talk his intelligence assessment that I am far too elementary to understand.
It is very interesting because we've kind of talked about this. Last week we spoke about it. I know you brought it up here as well on a Friday about just what players go through and performance-wise and how to get the best out of players and sometimes when things don't go their way and things. So I'm interested for that coming up at 2:15. Scott Rabelais in hour number three. And Michael Rosenstein. Rothstein. Who's he, Michael? Jordan?
Oh, yeah. He's basically the Mike Triplett for the Atlanta Falcons. He was in Detroit covering the Lions this past season. He will now be covering the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll have him on throughout the season.
Well, you do know that essentially it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
That the Atlanta Falcons, what they do again over the weekend? Traded Julio Jones. Yeah, because now who is he again?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We already
Darby. Remember, see, me and Matty are just, we're on different sides of this. I would like to see the Saints actually holding OTAs, holding a real mini camp. You're going to see, again, June 15th and stuff supposed to be mini camp, but the Saints are actually, per my info that I've been given, this week, mandatory attendance, but there is no 7-on-7s. No team drills, actually no practice at all. So when you go home today, you're going to see all the TV stations and all your outlets where you get your info, your websites, your podcasts, your radio stations. Everyone's going to have fresh Saints sound because a bunch of players have been given, have been allowed, you know, to speak today. So we do have that and we're going to give you that here as soon as it's done and Jordan will cut it for you. But today being made available is quarterback Jameis Winston, quarterback Taysom Hill, who Matty, he said something very interesting here that you want to bring up and talk about. Running back Alvin Kamara and offensive lineman Cesar Ruiz. Guard or center, I don't know. But also made available on defense, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, defensive end Marcus Davenport, linebacker Zach Bond, and defensive back Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, CD Deuce, and defensive end Carl Granderson. So all of that will have sound with you as soon as they stop speaking and we actually get that. What do you coach Sean Payton at some point?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
Given their media reps instead of on the field reps.
Point is, apparently, Maddie, they're not practicing. You're like, this is exactly what they should
quotes,
be doing.
Information, this is my bread and butter.
Yeah, because you're like, videos. Because you're
but you,
like.
But you need the actual product to be able to ask the question.
Right. I want to see meaningless screen passes, throws to receivers, DBs knocking the ball away. I want to
say this
that.
Until Jameis Winston's in a 2-minute drill. Mm-hmm. He throws on a 4th-and-7 wide over wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith's head on his own 46, and then everyone blows up on Twitter that it's a disaster. The Saints are going nowhere.
That's right. Time to go get somebody.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I want. Because I want to see the progress. I want Saints fans to be pumped up on June 8th, ready. You know what? You laugh. What are we? 10 Saturdays from preseason? 14?
I believe.
From the regular season weekend.
I believe.
Right around the corner, Maddie.
Sunday
we need practice.
Sunday was, 100 days?
Yes.
Or Monday was 100
reps.
Days?
We need reps, Maddie. Because, just like you mentioned, over in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, by the way, not attending the OTAs and did not attend day one of the mandatory minicamp. He can be subjected to how much now? A little fine?
$93K, which per tweet earlier comes out to the average $267 fine for Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Based
family,
on
so.
His much money that he makes. Now, Maddie, I asked the question last hour, to fine or not to fine. Would you, if you're the Green Bay Packers, fine Aaron Rodgers?
I think that decision really is the end all be all. If they find him, it's over. If they
think
don't,
so.
Yeah. Because then it's.
That would deteriorate the relationship further.
Then they're basically saying, like, we don't understand where you're coming from whatsoever, and we're fully viewing this as you just being disobedient and like, disciplinary. Whereas, like, again, I'm still on the side of Aaron Rodgers and on the side of Jordan Love, who, again, is going to be a casualty in this entire thing, the way that it's going now.
Maybe that was on his mind when on 4th-and-7 he did what, Maddie, in the 2-minute drill?
Flubbed a deep pass over Malik Taylor's head. It's just...
The airmail. This is the reason why you think you're glad that the Saints aren't doing this, because literally these are the tweets that are coming out of Green Bay's practice today. Jordan Love's first crack at the 2-minute drill. Barely gets past midfield, and it ends up with him skying a pass over wide-open Malik Taylor's head on 4th-and-7 from the plus 46. Blake Bortles then gets two cracks at it. One went nowhere, Maddie. The other ended with a 35-yard touchdown to tight end Isaac Nuta, which means there's a quarterback controversy in Green Bay.
I was going to say, so let me ask you, what information did you glean from two incompletions
and
one
Jordan
one
Love's
completion.
Not ready. That's what I got out of that. That Jordan Love is not ready and that they absolutely need Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers, people are going, you see?
And
you,
then Aaron
wanna,
Rodgers is
you
right.
You want to go with them? Exactly.
He is right.
So are you finding him?
I mean, I'm never doing any of this in the first place. Because again, like, it's that right. Penultimate, better to replace a quarterback a year early than a year late.
Okay.
But when you turn something into mismanaging that person that's led you for a long time and they look and see other franchises valuing that guy, it's just not going to keep working three times in a row, as we can see.
Are you finding him?
Find him.
I'm with you. Find him.
Find him.
Hey, if you don't find him, you're not going to find anybody else
exactly.
on the team.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
You got to set a precedent.
I'm just saying if they want to resolve this swiftly and internally, as the GM keeps tweeting and sending things out.
Well, the way you said that,
want
you don't kind of believe that's going
to
happen the way you said that. The way you just said that. You don't.
He's
really
a detriment to his teammates.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that far because, again, the other two quarterbacks, one went
you
nowhere.
You want to ask his teammates that question?
And Jordan Love can't hit a wide
exactly.
open Malik.
He's
no
going to make everyone else look bad
you know
by
what?
Him not showing
All right,
up.
Fine, Maddie, fine. I might give you... And if we saw some footage, we might get tweets like that from people that come to the Saints. Yeah. But you know what? All I know is this. In Flowery Springs, Georgia. There it is. At Atlanta Falcons. The Twitter page. Julio who? Look at his beautiful pass. Over the shoulder caught by a very, I tell you what, bowed up number 88, huh? He is bowed up. Who is that guy, by the way?
Frank Darby.
Frank Darby. What? What?
All you have to know is his Twitter handle.
That's all you need to know.
Underscore Savage.
That's it.
Well, it's Savage Season.
Savage Season.
Yeah. Savage Season 88. Underscore Savage Season 88. There you go.
Who was the wide receiver a couple years ago?
There it is. I mean, look at that catch. I don't know, but whoever 27 is.
Which one?
Yeah, that is a very broad question.
27 on coverage. The Saints need to go after him on that first play. You know how I still want one play deep? Go after 27.
We're still doing this.
Absolutely. Because
he
just gave up a bomb to, what's his name again? Frank Darby.
I still got to look at it. Yeah, Frank Darby.
Frank Darby. His Twitter profile pictures him flexing.
Wait.
See, all of this?
Yeah.
All of this needless speculation.
No, why is it needless?
Maddie, no.
What are you talking about?
2 years
Everybody's
ago,
working.
2 years ago, Gus and I and the rest of the media named, I forgot, what was the wide receiver name? It was the MVP of training camp.
I don't know. Did he make the team?
He did not make the team.
Well, that's,
and everybody was shocked.
You're actually helping Maddie.
Benny Fowler?
Is it Benny Fowler?
I don't know, but you're actually helping Maddie's point by
We're not because.
Okay. No, seriously, you're helping Maddie.
It's content.
If we don't even remember who's this player that was the minicamp star.
I'm just saying again, Zach Strieff came out like a month ago talking about his work with the offensive line. They haven't just been laying around playing patty cake.
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. I'm inferring based on coach interviews.
And you know what?
Didn't we know about Trey Hendrickson? That's how we found out about him.
Have y'all looked at Buccaneers? At Buccaneers on Twitter? Maddie, why don't you go ahead to describe what you see here. This is really beautiful.
It's like an Old Spice commercial.
It is.
Gone.
It does look like an Old Spice commercial. We have Tom Brady and
they
Rob
think this
Gronkowski.
Is so cute.
They're on the football field. In the back, you can see the indoor facility. On the front, it's a little toddler pool. It's more of a baby pool, right? There's a rubber ducky. There's a little water in there. Tom has his feet in there. No lifeguard on duty. With, what is that, a wheel, a mast, like you would steer like a pirate ship or something. And, there we go.
Which is Tom's favorite ring.
I know this one. I know it. All right, here's what you got. The next one. Yes.
Wow.
I told you Giselle's going to love this answer.
I mean, they're just
okay, honestly.
Our friendship or what?
What? Yeah, listen to Tom. Does this prove our friendship?
If you told me like 3 years ago that was going to be a segment on Twitter today.
Maddie, my point is this. They can relax and have. Because you know what Tom did today? Had a practice.
Yes,
with
Tom
the Tampa
is the
Bay
named
Buccaneers.
Starting quarterback of the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I understand that, but my point is, guys that are that relaxed, and you know, they won the Super Bowl last year. They actually practiced.
Mark, thank you, Mark. It was Emmanuel Butler.
There he is.
The MVP of training camp.
Well, you know what? It wasn't just us.
It was everybody.
Literally the entire Saints media corps.
On my Twitter, my Twitter account of him making amazing
plays. He was starting. I mean,
honestly, I think he probably should have made the team.
I think so too, by the way. Good job, Sean. But you know what? Maybe, Maddie, again, pat yourself in the back. Apparently, why practice? Because he doesn't pick the right players anyway.
Trey Hendrickson.
All he did was dominate at practice, and it took him like 4 years to get on the field. I'm sorry, an injury and a busted first-round pick. But other than that, did I say that? I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
Well, there's also a year one and year three evaluation, and I'm thinking that they nailed it on the year three with Hendrickson.
But you could have had him nailed
it.
You could have had him for year one and two.
Nail it?
What? Spent most of his time here wearing a gold shirt.
The draft process that I've read time and time again, there's a year one evaluation and there's a year three evaluation, and a lot of players, Zach Bond being one of them, are year three players.
You know what? Let me ask you something. Here's a member of the starting lineup, offensive line for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Maddie. You know, the team that won the Super Bowl. That could just, we'll see in August kind of a thing. Alex Kappa, guard, right? What he thinks about being out there this week?
That's great. I mean, today you get out there and it feels like you're right back at it. You don't gotta bring nobody up to speed or anything like that. So it's great, man. I love the guys we play with, and I think that can only help us, you know.
What an insightful soundbite I learned.
Right. All I'm saying
so
is, here's
team.
A guy that was part of the offense whose job is, you know, to protect. I don't know, Tom Brady. Says it's great to get out there. There's no reason to kid. They already are caught up to speed, Maddie.
He likes to play.
We're
football.
Having meetings.
Yeah, but
by the way, who's our starting quarterback in New Orleans?
That is what I'm trying to say exactly. Is the whole gosh dang point.
That is the point. Get out there and practice. Josh Hill today said what? What did he say? We're going to hear the soundbite.
Josh Hill?
Josh Hill. Taysom Hill.
Oh, for the Taysom love of Hill. God. Taysom? Something about the timing of naming the starting quarterback
exactly
being important.
Exactly is important.
Yes, timing.
I can't name a starting quarterback if I don't see you play quarterback.
You say this like we yeah. are aware of the 24/7 schedules of these guys. Mm. Just again, I think
so. You're going with the Black Ops practice behind the scenes. Well, like they're practicing, we just don't know.
Well, apparently we don't know the scheduling and anything.
Nobody knows anything
because today, apparently yes. it was supposed to be June 15 yes. when it started,
but today is mandatory attendance. There's no practice.
There's football today.
There isn't. No, there's meetings.
There's football, but at the same time, there isn't football today.
Well, here's another thing.
I'm just saying, if Taysom Hill says it's kind of important to know when.
No, he's not saying it's important to know when. He's saying that the timing of doing so is an important thing, and I'm going to keep focusing on that. It's not like a soon thing. It's the correct timing of doing so.
The sooner the better, Maddie. I'm just letting you know.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Really?
Why have a training camp battle that's decided in day one?
There's Sean.
Yeah. Sean's talking.
Should we ask him? Nah, we can't do that.
What? Ask him why is everybody else in the league practicing? I think that's a valid question. Feel free to do that.
Hey, coach, you're on air.
I wouldn't do it on air.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it on air. But if you would like to and risk your credential, go ahead. Knock it out. Let's see what happens. I think you get a next question, probably. Rafael Esparza is up next. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alaria Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can also order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4 blade propellers up to 40 inches, a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this, Alaria Brothers is now stocking rudder blades and rudder shafts so you can make your own rudder. Now carrying stainless steel plate pieces so you can make your own V-struts. A huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. Stocking tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings along with a big line of motor mounts. Call Alaria Brothers to get your TEDS today. Visit Alaria Brothers before the season. That's Alaria Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Visit their website at alariabros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary 2-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Saints head coach Sean Payton speaking right now to the media. Several players have spoken starting around noonish earlier today. Lots of offensive players, defensive players. We'll recap that again. It's literally happening right now. Jordan will cut as much as he can. We're going to try to get at least coach and both quarterbacks, I think. Because Maddie thought it was interesting and Taysom Hill spoke a little bit about the timing of when the Saints starter will or should be named, and you just heard a little something from head coach Sean Payton. He basically caught on something really quick before we get to Raphael.
Yeah, he said that they're maximizing their on-field individual fundamental work, but then he moved on to say that they're really emphasizing this classroom aspect where they're removing the team element from it. That seems very purposeful to me. I don't know what it is or what they're learning, but it seems, again, that there is an actual plan going on. That's not something I've heard really.
So virtual reality minicamp is what I heard, right?
Yes,
like, and everyone's wearing headsets.
Yeah,
right?
I was trying to get someone from the New Orleans Saints mm-hmm. to come on and talk.
Because you
about
actually think there's new technology. Well,
there's
there.
New technology, okay. 3D technology, and right. we could talk about that more sure. at a later point. But I think that has something to do with what Matty caught on.
Picking up there.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go. And again, not everything is being divulged to us. At VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow, Senor. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, sir, how are you today?
Good. I'm also listening to the press conference. You know the first thing they said from the Saints? It's
what?
June 8th. That's what
Stop
they
it.
Said. It's June 8th.
Stop it. You're all
He's on the Matty bandwagon.
Yeah, you're on the Matty bandwagon, and none of this matters. But look, all I know is this does matter, right? On June 8th, Jordan Love missed a wide-open receiver down the field, sailed over his head. Blake Bortles, two passes later after he threw a pass to nowhere, but did connect on a 35-yard touchdown. Is there a quarterback controversy in Green Bay? See, this is what we do.
No, because I would think it's probably either Blake Bortles or Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Interesting.
Wow.
He left Jordan Love out of the equation.
Yeah. So you think there is something to the fact that he literally missed an open receiver like that, and this team's basically been talking about he has a long way to go.
Well, or is that, or is it the not setting him up for failure thing?
It's probably not sitting off for a failure, but if he was the man or a backup plan or a closer back, he would have played sometime last year or maybe even been to a practice last year. He wasn't nowhere to be found. So I think it's Blake Bortles or Aaron Rodgers that gets week one.
We saw Julio Jones get traded to the Titans. Question or part one of this question is, did that elevate the fan excitement? Because we've talked about this before. That right now you guys really aren't setting lines. It's really what the public is betting. Did you see any change in the Titans' chances of winning the AFC? And also, you know, two along those lines, you think Rodgers does get moved or is he going to be at Green Bay?
I think it's too early for the Aaron Rodgers, but we did see some money come in on Tennessee just because of Julio Jones. But let's face it, I mean, I'm tired of all the Saints fans saying, oh, we don't get to see Julio Jones anymore. Thank God. We didn't get to see him at all anyways because he was always hurt. So I don't think it's going to be that something that's going to change the wire or change the meter. If he can stay healthy, yeah, he's an okay wide receiver. But I think his prime is past him.
Okay. On to the NBA. One of the questions of the day today, Jordan, is very simply.
Yeah, is there anyone in the Eastern or Western Conference that can, you know, potentially take down the Brooklyn Nets?
Raphael?
I mean, they look dominating in games one and two, but that was in their backyard. I want to see. I think the Bucks do win game three. I think the Bucks probably do lose this series. But, wow, man, KD. And you know what? I have to give props to Blake Griffin. I mean, everyone dogged him. Oh, his knees are shots, but he's been playing some really, really good basketball throughout the whole NBA playoffs. So I got to give Blake Griffin some props. I thought, oh, he was old and probably should retire, but I've been eating a lot of crow. So hats off to Blake Griffin.
Well, the fact that they have spanked the Bucks without James Harden, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing if you're the rest of the league. Also last night, Nuggets and Suns finally got their series underway. Phoenix wins 122-105. Dude, I don't know. I look at that series again. I think Denver's hurt by not having Murray in there as their guard in there. And look, Chris Paul again, it says 21 points, but he just affects the game so much, doesn't he?
He does. And that's why I said you've been asking me who I thought was going to come out of the West. And I've been telling you it's going to be either Suns, Jazz. And right now, I'll take the 8-1 to win the NBA championship on the Phoenix Suns. Because let's say if they face the Nets are going to be a huge favorite against the Suns. So I can just hedge that ticket off or whatever and cash a ticket. But I like the Suns. Give me the Suns at 8-1 to win the championship because I think right now they're playing the best ball in the West, not playing as better than the Brooklyn right now. But Chris Paul, when healthy, he's the MVP in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, you could definitely see what he can bring to that series and just really in the postseason. Hawks and 76ers, this was a beating for a while. Then all of a sudden, you know, I get out the pool, Raphael, over the weekend, and I go get a cold. I'm like, what just happened? This is down to two. This is down to a three-point win in game one. Are we going to see more of what we saw at the end of that game tonight, I'm assuming, on TNT?
I told you guys that I'd like the Atlanta Hawks to win this series, even with Embiid being healthy or not healthy. And I'm probably going to lose my job and ask for you guys for a job when the Atlanta Hawks make it to the NBA Finals, because we begin getting crushed in the books. There's a lot of big tickets on the Atlanta Hawks, but they're fun to watch. I'm rooting for the Atlanta Hawks. I don't care that I might be collecting cans all summer long. They're just a fun team to watch.
Yeah, it is fun to kind of see a team kind of start to grow before your eyes. And more importantly, I mean, you're seeing Trae Young ready for the moment, but a lot of other players on that team have come through. So let's see what happens tonight. Clippers and Jazz getting their series started tonight. Utah favored by three. What do you think of this series here? I mean, L.A. had to win a game seven over the weekend in order to get here.
Let's see, if you take game one of Memphis and Utah when Mitchell didn't play because he wanted to play, but his medical staff said he didn't, they haven't lost a game yet, so I like Utah. This number moved all the way up to four. The bettors really like Utah. And let's face it, the Clippers are probably tired from a seven-game series. They looked horrible in game one, their last game one they played in the playoffs. I like Utah, and I like Utah to win this series. I think the L.A. will be sitting on my couch watching the rest of the NBA playoffs.
I'll say this, Utah and Phoenix, I think, are going to be the Western Conference Finals, and I think it needs to be one of those two teams to give Brooklyn, you know, the same. They both have somebody big, whether it's Gobert or Ayton in the middle. They got pretty good guards, good point guards, good shooting guards. I think that's the only way you're beating Brooklyn.
If you're Brooklyn, you want nothing to do with Utah Jazz. That means you might have to play some of your bigs that can't spread the floor out, and I think that shortens their bench. So if you're Brooklyn, you do not want to see Utah. You'd rather play Phoenix if you're in the NBA Finals.
All right, I got to ask you about this because it was an eye-opening experience. I even tweeted you, or texted you, rather, while I was out at dinner. Happened to walk in a fountain blue, and I'm like, oh, so this is where Money Mayweather is staying. It was the night of the fight. I thought it was Saturday. It actually wound up being Sunday. Then the fight actually happened. I mean, I'm sorry. Was it a fight, Maddie? You think it was not a fight, really, at all?
It got allegedly people talking, as Rafael and I said on Friday. And
it was an event, all right.
Yeah. A draw? A draw?
That's what happens when there's a 35-pound weight difference.
A draw, though, Rafael? Was that a draw?
It wasn't a draw, but let's face it. It was a train wreck, the main event. But the other fights were really good. I got to give mad props to Ocho Cinco, who came in boxing shape. You could tell he was learning how to jab throughout his training and all that. I got to give him mad respect. And the other fights were very entertaining. Was the Mayweather fight entertaining? No, I watched USA-Mexico. I saw better hits from water bottles in the face than I saw in that fight between Mayweather and Paul, but I had that on that sound because I was watching USA and Mexico. What a fantastic, fantastic soccer match if you guys didn't watch that.
By the way, there's what? Go ahead.
I don't know if you saw this. I think it was it over the weekend. Yeah. No. The Arch Manning flipped the ball after he pump faked it, and then he threw it.
Going to Clemson. Is he confirmed? Is that what that is?
Is it confirmed, Raphael? What are the odds?
It's a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah, he is going. I'm going to put odds that will Archie go to the ACC, SEC, Big Ten, where the conference he's going to go. But I'm hearing right now it's ACC, and I'm hearing right now he wants nothing to do with the college that's in his backyard. But why can't we not talk about New Orleans being rumored to be in USFL team? Come on, USFL team might be coming to the backyard.
I said it my last day here last week on Thursday that the USFL announced that they were coming back. The New Orleans Breakers was a team over here. I think it absolutely would do well here. Do you think that comes to fruition?
I'm here in New Orleans. Houston and Dallas are probably the ones. Two of those three cities will probably get one. One of them probably won't. I'm hearing probably Dallas and New Orleans would be the ones that will have a USFL team.
Interesting. I think it would work, man. Let's see what happens here. Houston, I definitely think you have enough people here that maybe wanted to purchase the Pels back in the day, got a little change in their pocket. They play at Gormley. Where do you think they play? You don't think they play in the Dome, huh?
That I don't know. That's probably that question's not in mine. I just report what I find out. I don't know where they're playing.
I got to ask you this because over the weekend, this was also a story. John Rahm, right, was leading the golf tournament that he was playing in. Tested positive. He was asymptomatic. They forced him to miss the final round with the lead. So he couldn't win the tournament here. How does that happen in your guys' world over there? If I had some money on John Rahm and he catches COVID, do I have like a COVID guarantee?
A lot of refunds, a lot of sorry, he played, yeah, scrap paper. It was a customer service, a nightmare, but yeah. This is where, I mean, I don't know how people are with vaccinations. I don't want to get it. I do want to get it. This is the time he didn't get it, and he lost $1.8 million. So that was the purse. So for not getting two shots or one shot in the arm, whoever, what happens going to do to your body years after years, but you just passed up $1.8 million. Shoot me up four more times for $1.8 million in my eyes.
I'll be your guinea pig, 4.8, especially after the weekend I had. I want to get back on there. I don't know if that gets me on the water for 1.8, Raphael. Really done.
I'll be your guinea pig.
Yeah, I really would be your guinea pig. Any truth to the rumors as we close up here that you're going to open up a shop in Miami? I'd love to join you. Can I hang out with you over there?
I've been there many, many times, and I can't afford there.
Exactly.
Perhaps you can be the water boy or the lifeguard for Tom Brady and Rob.
Yes. It's a deep pool. It's a deep pool. They were relaxing in.
Tampa Bay is not a fun city, but South Beach, yeah, I could see him. But again, I don't have that much coin in my pocket.
There's a lot of coin over there. At VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow on Twitter. Go to Instagram if you want to win some coin. Raphael puts up a, what do you call it, free play, a little video, a little hello video every day?
A little hello video. Someone told me today I need a haircut and a shave, but hey, baby steps for me. I get exhausted just getting out of bed.
That is very true. You had surgery recently. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time, and we will talk to you at the end of the week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great show. Have a great week.
Maddie, who we got coming up next, man?
We have a fellow Green Wave sports psychologist, Scott Goldman, who is the creator of the AIQ, the Athlete Intelligence Quotient. I'm going to screw that up on the spot. Yes, Quotient. Come here, talk that, how it kind of affects the quarterback role specifically, and that translation kind of from the NFL to the NBA and MLB as well.
So smart stuff coming up.
She was. You should have seen her. She was geeking out before you came in here. Told me some pretty interesting stuff about him.
Hey, see, Jordan's way to get somebody going is, come on now, swing now, make a good throw now.
Well, his PhD mentor is one of the greats.
He studied in school. That is next on the ESPN home for your New Orleans Pelicans, ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, you baby, I'm good. Swim the sea.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
UFC 263 is a can't-miss event, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is offering all customers a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. Download the DraftKings app and use code MAX for your shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's code MAX, only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. While other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, your home for Pelicans basketball. Mr. Scott Goldman joins us now here. Maddie, you like this former Greenie? I did some Green Wave, you know, the athletics as well here. So
yeah, Scott Goldman on Twitter, at Scott Goldman, PhD. He's the developer of the Athletic Intelligence Quotient. He's a former Tulane alum as well as myself. We have the same degree. And I just kind of have to ask, you know, how did you end up at Tulane?
First of all, roll wave. And,
roll wave.
I'd like to think that I have a much cooler answer for you, but the reality is I never set foot on the campus until my first day of school. So I got it down between the University of Michigan and Tulane, and I flipped a coin, and it landed on heads, and heads was Tulane. And that's a true story. I wish I could elaborate on it. But I think maybe the more interesting part of it was, why did Tulane make it to my final two? And it was really the city. I think New Orleans is just a special city with, you know, such amazing culture and food and people. And I'll be honest with you, I'd say about 90% of what I do as a psychologist really came from living and interacting with the people of that city.
Huh, that's very...
I was going to say Ann Arbor or New Orleans in the winter is probably not even close when you look at it, huh, Maddie?
Yeah, no. So to kind of get to your, you know, this AIQ you've developed, kind of, you know, everyone talks about the Wunderlic and it gets a lot of pushback. Mm. But I find that sports psychology in general gets a lot of pushback, and it's really kind of hard to emphasize, you know, that importance of how much that can affect players' abilities, but also how, you know, fixable a lot of those regressions are. So, you know, what's kind of your elevator pitch for the AIQ to kind of skeptics?
So I think I start off by just saying, look, I'm not much of a businessman and I'm not much of a marketer. Like, you know, with the AIQ, we have a $0 marketing budget. So I don't even have an elevator pitch. I try to just answer the questions that the head coach or the GM asks me. But a central theme that I think, kind of just to give context to your audience, is, and this is such an oversimplified thing, but I think it resonates, where I say, you know, a comprehensive athletic profile consists of four buckets. The first bucket is that physical. So are they strong? Are they fast? Are they agile? Are they tall? And those are pretty easy objective measures to assess. The second bucket is experience. So, for example, you know, if you are going to grab a linebacker from Alabama, you kind of know what you're getting. If you grab a point guard from Arizona, you know what you're getting, that kind of stuff. The third bucket is where the AIQ resides, which is an intelligence. And intelligence is really our ability to acquire, process, and apply information. So if you think about sport as this really ever-evolving, complicated puzzle in a chaotic situation, you know, as things are evolving live time, you're just constantly trying to read and react and mm-hmm. recognize and calibrate. That's intelligence. That's just, you know, it's the problem-solving mechanism of there. And then the fourth bucket is the personality bucket. What's their work ethic? What's their character? Do they love the game, et cetera?
And again, talking with Scott Goldman, sports psychologist at Scott Goldman, PhD. Something that stuck out to me about this intelligence test was I read somewhere that, you know, MLB teams value it in particular because it translates very well from players from Latin American countries who might not have, you know, English as their first language, but also might not have more than a fourth grade education. I know your PhD background's in school psychology as well, so perhaps that kind of helped, but it's really rare that, you know, language and those kind of things can translate universally in an intelligence test. So how did you guys simplify that so much that it could kind of transcend education levels?
Yeah, and you know, just to add to the point, we tested 387 players for this year's NFL draft, and 9 of the 11 top scorers were minorities. And that's and I think that's notable because there is a body of literature that exists that talks about the cultural bias, socioeconomic status bias, minority bias that a lot of intelligence tests generically and generally speaking have. So where that came from is I was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And when I was learning intelligence theory, one of the things that stuck out to me was one of the questions on a standardized intelligence test is, what's a schooner? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what a schooner is. Again, I'm just a dude from the desert. And so that put me at a geographic disadvantage, because a schooner is a boat, for those that don't know, and those that might not be living near bodies of water. And so when my partner Jim Bowman and I, when we developed this thing together, that was a priority to us, is we said, look, we want to make sure that if you're from India, you can still take this test. If you're from Switzerland, you can take the test. If you're from Latin American countries, you can still take this test. If you're from a low socioeconomic status community in America, you can still take this test and still get a really good, accurate capture. Otherwise, it just becomes another weapon in some of the societal imbalance that I think we're currently recalibrating collectively as a community.
Absolutely. And you know, that SAT comes to mind, where there's the barriers of entry there, and it comes down to as much as the ability to be in classes or get a tutor for those types of things. And I'm sure that when you were kind of speaking before how the people of New Orleans inspired your background, I can see kind of how that might translate here, where you guys, you know, are noticing that there is this type of bias and that tends to exist around the mobile quarterback, especially as they're kind of taking charge in this league. I know that Justin Fields in particular scored really highly on the AIQ. And is that, you know, quarterback mobility assessed in there? Is there any intelligence in mobility?
So it's a good question. One of the things that we've started to do, so our database, we started collecting data in 2012. So our database consists solely of professional athletes across all five major leagues in the U.S., as well as some international teams and some Olympic training facilities. And so I mention it because to do well on our test is really to say you did well in comparison to other professional athletes. That in and of itself, I think, makes for a strong flex for anybody that does well. Now, before I answer your question, I promise I'll get back to that. One thing I always point out to the head coaches and the GMs that I talk to is, if you score high on this thing, that's great. If you score low on this thing, that's great too, because it goes back to the four bucket concept. Different people do things differently and can still be successful. You know, the Justice League of America, they're not all supermen. Like, you know, sometimes you need a good Aquaman in case the bad guy is in the ocean, kind of thing. So it's really about matching and understanding the individual and then matching them to a high performance space, a high performance element. Now, going back to what you're talking about regarding the mobile quarterback, with our database, and again, we have over 2,500 NFL players in our database, we're starting to see trends. We're starting to see certain cognitive abilities that are really beneficial, not just for positions, but also task alignment. So as you point out, you can have a pocket passer quarterback or a mobile quarterback. Different cognitive challenges, different challenges that could be solved with different cognitive strengths. Same thing with a tight end, you know, a blocking tight end versus a pass catching tight end, or a three down running back versus a first down running back. So what we've tried to do is we've tried to help GMs and front office folks make more well-educated decisions regarding, hey, is this player going to be a good match for what we're doing? And then we've also tried to help post-selection with coaching staffs, where it's really about how can we teach this guy most efficiently during installs during the week, as well as how can we also put him in positions of success on the weekends when he's playing.
Speak with Scott Goldman, PhD, owner of Athletic Intelligence Measure, also psychologist that works with the Golden State Warriors. And that's something I kind of want to get into, and how you just ended what you just said, in that you take a guy like Steph Curry, who had success and what he had to go through this year, losing teammates to injury, but just kind of a guy, at least on the outside, Scott, appears self-motivated. One of those guys is, you know, a worker. And then you take a guy like an Andrew Wiggins, who maybe the start of his career in Minnesota didn't go the way he wanted to, and Maybe he was labeled a certain way, but he looked like he improved once he got to Golden State and his time on the court there as well. How much of that is also what you're touching on in that you take guys that have had some sort of level of success and then hit a snag for whatever reason and then can reset and, as you're saying, continue to improve? Because that's just as important for a coach, right, to get the most out of that player that maybe needed a change of scenery.
Yeah. What I would say is human beings are very complicated. And human behavior, I think, is even more so. And human interaction is a multiplier of that. So, you know, just take the concept out of sports for a second. Just look at the stock market. You know, the stock market is really a whole lot of decision making based off of people making well-educated decisions, but then followed by the reactivity of the hive or the collective, right? So I often point this out to GMs and head coaches. I'll talk about, like, yeah, you got a financial advisor, and most of them do. And I go, if your guy's so good, what does he need your money for? Like, shouldn't he be a billionaire retired because he's made nothing but great choices? And they kind of get the concept that I'm leaning them towards, which is, you know, the stock market is really based off of human reactivity. When all of a sudden a stock starts to trend downward and everybody who's paying attention reacts to that, like, that's how things go wonky fast. That's how, what was it, GameStop becomes inflated fast. So similar kind of stuff that happens in sports, which is, you know, as people are focusing on the psychological well-being and also the psychological influence of performance, it really becomes a series of gates and locks that you're just kind of unlocking and trying to coordinate. I think historically what's happened is teams have just kind of gotten lucky where they'll throw a group of individuals, coaches and players, into a mix and they'll see if it sticks. And if it does, great. And if there's early success, even better. And if it doesn't work, then they kind of just, they shake the table up and they reset everything, clear house and try all over again. And I think some of the teams that are having prolonged success, what they're figuring out, and I don't like the word culture, but what they're figuring out is relationships and the importance of it. That if you get the person right, you get the player right. And if you put time and effort and emphasis and understanding why people do what they do and what motivates them, and then you're able to kind of pull on those motivators and drivers, that you start to get everybody kind of rowing in the right direction. And that's when I think some pretty cool stuff happens.
Yeah, no, listen, I would love to, you know, continue this conversation with you in the future. I think there's a lot of things that I try to kind of bring up that you just gave a lot of context to, in regards to how psychology can translate in all levels of management to play. And just to kind of end it really quickly, if you had to pick a sport that you said the AIQ was the most reliable in terms of predicting performance, which one would it be?
Yeah, can I pick three, or is that fair?
Rank them.
In all honesty, yeah. So in all honesty, something that I'm really proud of, that we're really proud of as a small company, is we've actually published two white papers in peer-reviewed journals. One was showing statistically significant correlation with on-field performance in the NFL, and the other one was showing statistically significant correlation with on-field performance in Major League Baseball. So in the NFL one, it was things like rushing yards and running backs, interceptions with DBs, tackles for losses with linebackers. I mean, like, really significant stuff. False starts with offensive linemen. Same thing, like, with Major League Baseball. ERA, batting averages, et cetera. So if there's anyone in your audience that truly understands, like, how hard it is to get something published, especially when you are not in academia, which we're not, it's kind of a big deal, because it means that it has to handle and pass through the rigors of academic scrutiny and discretion. So something that I think is pretty cool is, not only do we have statistically significant correlation with on-field performance in three major sports, NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, but two of those three discoveries we've published. And the third one, we're just finalizing it and about to submit it, and I'm optimistic that it'll be published too, given we followed the same kind of rigors as the first two. So the three places that I would play the most is NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball. With that said, my partner and I, we spent 15 years developing it with this very simple concept that sports is defined as an unsolvable puzzle in a chaotic situation. And that's the cognitive abilities we looked for. And because that's the cognitive abilities we looked for, we researched things like the military, first responders, firefighters, police officers, jet fighters, and almost every sport we could discover, gymnastics, you know, volleyball, soccer. So to say that the AIQ is really only meant for one space, I think is a miscapture. But if I have to pick one, I'll pick NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball.
Sure. And guys, to emphasize the publishing and how difficult that is. But sorry, Scott.
I was just going to say that's my two-lane education shining through. That if I have to pick one, I pick three.
That's the way of, as they say. Well, listen, Scott, it was an absolute pleasure having you on. Like I said, would love to talk more about this with you in the future, and everyone again on Twitter at Scott Goldman PhD.
Oh, happy to do it. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I hope Plum Street Snowball still exists. And on a day like today, I hope there's a line around the block, because that stuff's delicious.
We can text Todd Graffanini and ask him, because he literally is catty corner from there as well, man. Appreciate it, Scott. That's so interesting, everything you can talk. I mean, I can read a lot about this. I really want to know a lot more, man. Would love to have you on again.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. By the way, something just happened on Twitter from Jay Skirsky. And I mean, this is like Pat Maddie on her back day. Really is. We do have Sean Payton that Jordan has cut up, so we will hear from Coach. Even though his players aren't practicing, everybody else is. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. The look you just gave me.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
No matter the season, there's always work to do. What's better than the legendary power and performance of Husqvarna to help make the toughest jobs easy on you? The full range of genuine Husqvarna parts and accessories have versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your equipment, helping you tackle any task in every season. There's never been a better time to choose Husqvarna. See the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories at Southern Trailer Works in Shreveport, between Houma and Thibodaux, or online at SouthernTrailerWorks.com.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
At Thibodaux Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodaux Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodaux.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Gus Kattengill, Maddie Hudak on Tuesday. She likes to join us here in the studio. Jordan Kleber, upcoming. Head coach Sean Payton spoke today. Lots of players on offense, lots of players on defense. We'll go over that list here. So you'll hear it today and tomorrow, because they spoke between 12 and 1. Jordan's doing his best. And you know what? Say what you want about Julio Jones. But while we're still waiting for Anthony Davis's Instagram goodbye, Jordan,
Julio Jones over on Instagram a couple of minutes ago.
Yep.
Thank you, ATL, for all of the love you've shown me over the years. It's been an amazing 10 years playing for the city and all of the fans. I appreciate everything you've done for me over the years and will never forget my time as an Atlanta Falcon. Excited for the next part of my journey here in Nashville. To the fans, I want to thank you for all the warm welcoming to my family, and we are very excited to be a part of the Titans family, ready to get to work.
Tighten up. Has Anthony Davis, I mean, because he's got time, you know, he got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, you think we'll get an Instagram thank you yet or anything?
No, he's in Cabo.
Ross Jackson is tracking the live updates on that. So when he does apologize,
I was going to say, Ross Jackson keeps tabs on that. I mean, again, I'm still waiting. I mean, he did get his ring, his championship, you know, he's vacation. I guess we got to give him some time to vacation, you know.
Rehab. Take a little load off from the first round.
I guess he can't really Instagram post when you have a pulled groin muscle. Can you?
What? I don't. In what way do those two relate?
I meant to send this to you yesterday. I'm sorry.
What?
I saw ESPN tweeted out the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it was basically LeBron James in the Space Jam. It was five or six minute video. And it was basically reenacting the Michael Jordan documentary.
Right.
And it was part one, and then part two, part three, and then there's AD saying, well, then this happened and that happened, and that's all, folks. He said that.
Did he really?
He said that.
He says that's all, folks, in Space Jam 2?
He says, and that was all, folks.
Wow. Interesting. We'll go to Uptown Real here in a quick second, but Maddie, I don't know if this is a pat on your back. Again, it's basically been, you've been patting yourself on the back.
You've been patting me on the back.
Because you are convinced we do not need Saints OTAs or mini camps or like legit footage or practice reps or anything.
I'm curious about the classroom experience that they're all taking individually.
$2 a month.
Okay. Because I will say this. Everywhere else, you know, I mean, like Tom Brady had a practice today with the Buccaneers. Falcons, who is it? What's his name? Savage Season 88?
I don't even remember.
Exactly. But he caught a great-looking pass at Falcons minicamp today.
I'll look him up real quick.
Just letting you know. But you're convinced that things like that take place in Green Bay, where Rob Demovsky, their Mike Triplett for ESPN, he was just tweeting what he saw, though. He was just tweeting what he saw.
Yeah, that was the most neutral tweet that could have the most implications.
Well, what did he tweet?
Jordan Love, 4th and 7 on the 46, flies right over wide open Malik Taylor.
Airmails a potential touchdown.
Yeah.
And then Blake Bortles comes in and does what? Throws a 35-yard touchdown.
After an incompletion,
to which he did specifically say was a ball to nowhere.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so meanwhile, by the way, Matt LaFleur, when he spoke to the media after minicamp practice, what did he say?
Yeah, he was asked on Rodgers, and then he said it is what it is.
Yeah, that is what it is.
It's the same. It's equivalent to, I don't know if we're going to be alive on Sunday from Shanahan.
Here's your, yes, Kyle Shanahan. I don't know who's going to be alive on Sunday. Here's your pat on the back. A rare oat. This is Jay Skursky, covers the Buffalo Bills. A rare OTA fight broke out. AJ Epenesa intercepts Josh Allen at the line of scrimmage, returns the ball for a touchdown. John Feliciano chases him down, and the two exchanged words before Espenza fired the ball at Feliciano, who then tossed a punch, then a melee ensued. I want that with the Saints!
We had that in the bye week last year, and we saw what happened after that.
I want that with the Saints!
Why?
You're just worried that, you know, Taysom back to pass, incomplete.
I'm not worried.
You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. Jordan said it during the break. He throws 11 passes. It'll be jotted down and scrutinized.
Here's why I'm more intrigued.
5 or 7 yards, 3 to the right, 2 to the middle, 1 to the left.
I don't know if you guys were listening to the show yesterday, but John DeShazer sold me on Ian Book, so I'm actually low-key intrigued
Ian Book
to see what he does. He brought up a good point, though, that if Jameis goes down in
the
game.
No good point.
You were doing so well, Maddie.
A guy I know, a good friend who works at Notre Dame, texted me the second the Saints selected him. Oh, no. Good luck. who saw him the entire time at Notre Dame, and you're trying to sell me in book.
I think I just said Tommy I'm Stevens. Interested in watching what yeah. he looks like. I don't think that he's
well, Tommy Stevens 2.0.
Yeah, you know
he's not Tommy Stevens 2.0.
You know how you could see him? If there was mini camp practice.
He's not Tommy Stevens 2.0 because I think Tommy Stevens 2.0 was an attempt to make Taysom Hill 2.0. I think.
How did that go, by the way?
He recently just got cut from the,
exactly.
the Panthers.
Exactly. Uptown Realer, we're coming to you at the start of hour number three because I am at the top of the hour. So, hour two is in the books. Gus Katten, Gil, Matty Hudak, Jonah Kleber will come back. Uptown Realer, I can't wait to see what you have to say. And we'll have some fun. We come back. Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you're looking for more out of your battery? We can help. If you're in need of higher performance, we'd go with Duralast Platinum. It's the best choice for premium power designed for your vehicle. And the line now includes EFB and AGM technology, which means we've got the right Duralast Platinum battery for you. And they're only available here at AutoZone. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2020. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew! For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
G-Sean, Jay Will, and Zubin.
I'm scrolling through the television, and I told Jay I found myself watching Hollywood Exes.
He always finds the most random stuff to watch. It's investigative or some kind of reality show.
Because it's all that's on television, and it's good conversation because some of the stuff that they were saying, I was like, really? Where was I at when all this was going on?
G-Sean, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to